Now some news from the world of sports, and fans of the David Simon show The Wire will no doubt recall the words of Omar, the self-proclaimed king of the mean streets of West Baltimore, who warned his enemies that if you come for the king, you best not miss. Well, Marcus Morris of the Boston Celtics did not. The king in this scenario is King James, first name LeBron, and he is the best basketball player on earth, evidenced by the first two rounds of the NBA playoffs, in which he's repeatedly and almost single-handedly led his Cleveland Cavaliers into the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. Now, before Game 1, Morris said he was one of the best LeBron defenders in the game and was more than ready to start for the Celtics with the unenviable task of preventing James from running roughshod over a young and undermanned Celtics squad, a decided underdog in this series despite having home court advantage. Morris was true to his word. He did not miss the king. He turned in an amazing performance in which he scored 21 points, pulled down 10 rebounds, but much more importantly, forced LeBron into 7 turnovers, limiting him to just 15 points. That's a playoff low, and it was a critical part of the blowout start for Boston that resulted in a 108-83 dismantling of Cleveland in Game 1. The Celtics jumped out to a 21-point first-quarter lead. They led at the half 61-35, and they had a 28-point lead in the fourth quarter when Cleveland coach Tyronn Lue finally waved the white flag and had LeBron sit out the last 7 minutes of a game that was only close at the opening tip-off. Jaylen Brown had 23 points for the Celtics. Al Horford added 20, and the Celtics got stifling defense from nearly every player on the parquet to make quite the statement in Game 1 for the team that knocked them out of the conference finals in just 5 games a year ago. That would be Cleveland. And the Celtics, they just keep defying the odds and winning, especially on their home court. They are a perfect 8-0 in these playoffs at home. They're doing it, of course, without superstars Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving, but also a depleted cast of role players like Shane Larkin and Daniel Theis, who are also out with injuries, which forced coach Brad Stevens to go to an 8-man rotation in yesterday's blowout win. Now, it's just one game. No doubt the Indiana Pacers, who took an early lead in round one against the Cavs, also thought they had LeBron on the ropes, only to see him bounce back from losses and produce a series victory. But the Celtics seem to thrive every time they're counted out, and right now they're just brimming with confidence heading into Game 2 in Boston tomorrow night. Now to Major League Baseball, and the Boston Red Sox finished their longest road trip of the season thus far on the right foot. They beat the Toronto Blue Jays in Toronto 5-3 yesterday. J.D. Martinez is proving to be a great offseason acquisition, just the slugger the Sox needed in the middle of their lineup since the retirement of David Ortiz. And Martinez belted his 10th home run of the season in the first inning yesterday, a 2-run shot, to establish an early lead on a day when the Boston bullpen needed to bail out starter Drew Pomeranz. He was not sharp, issuing 5 walks while giving up 3 runs in the 5th to end his day. But Sox relievers would not yield another run. Joe Kelly got the save in the 9th. On a day when closer Craig Kimbrell was given a rest by manager Alex Cora, Hector Velasquez was especially good. He worked 2 scoreless innings, and it was nice to see both Heath Hembree and Matt Barnes rebound from recent poor outings. Each of them threw a scoreless inning to set up Kelly for the 9th. Mookie Betts made a spectacular catch in right field in this one, running a long way across the turf to leap and snag the ball, then sliding into foul territory on his stomach right up to the low wall in the process of making that catch. Sox finish up their road trip at 6-4. They return to Fenway Park tonight to take on the Oakland A's. The A's didn't do much to slow down the juggernaut New York Yankees, who stay even with Boston for first place in the AL East after a 6-2 win over Oakland at the stadium yesterday. Giancarlo Stanton went 4-for-4 with a home run, more than enough for Yankee ace Luis Severino, who struck out 7 over 6 innings of work. He runs his record to 6-1 in the season. The Yankees now hit the road for an 8-game road trip, beginning with an interleague series against Bryce Harper and the Washington Nationals. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Tampa Bay Lightning now find themselves in an 0-2 hole, losing both games to start the Eastern Conference Finals against the Washington Capitals at home, including a rout 6-2 yesterday. The Caps trailed 2-1, but they scored 3 unanswered goals in the second period to pull away, the last 2 of those goals coming with just over a minute to go in that second period frame. Evgeny Kuznetsov and Lars Eller each had a goal and 2 assists to lead the Capitals' offense. That series now moves to the nation's capital, with Tampa Bay in desperate need of a win for Game 3.